Praise God. And every day, he's still the same. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, you know, I have a message I'm going to share. I'm looking over the congregation tonight, and so I'm going to tell you up front so you know, so you won't think I'm being a whatever. Telling the whole congregation, because I know we're live streaming as well, that if we continue to treat God the way we treat him on Wednesday night and even on Sunday morning with no kind of real concern of getting here on time and getting in our place, and we know we have positions. So I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but I'm sure we're going to deal with that. Amen. So if you got classes, go ahead and go to your classes. Get your Bible tonight. We're going to continue on what we was talking about last Wednesday night. The world wisdom versus the wisdom of God. And so we're going to talk about the wisdom of God now. Verse 30, where we'll pick up, I read through 18 through 30, 1 Corinthians. Verse 30 is where I want to pick up tonight. And notice, but it says, this is the King James, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. The scripture says tonight that Jesus, God made Jesus what? He made him wisdom, right? He made him righteousness. Then he made him to be our what? Sanctification. He also made him to be what? Our redemption. But we're kind of focusing on wisdom tonight. And we see that Jesus is our wisdom. So let's look at wisdom tonight. And a little detail, okay? 1 Corinthians 6, we read it last time, but 1 Corinthians 2, 6. Give me 1 Corinthians 2, 6. I'm coming back to where we left off the last time. Howbeit we speak to wisdom, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. You could say mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that comes to. No. Amen. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. How do we speak the wisdom of God? In a mystery. James Moffat says it's a secret, a mystery, secret. Everybody don't know about it. If you got a secret, if T and I have a secret, y'all don't know what it is. It's between what? Tyrone and myself. So, but we speak the wisdom of God among them that, wisdom of God in a mystery. And that's why Satan didn't catch it. He didn't get it. All he knew that he had caused man to be separated from God. He had control of the human race. He was in charge of the earth. And he had no insight. So that's what we're going to talk about. He was foolish. And if, first of all, he was foolish, and it was a fool to go against God. To even think that you're going to outsmart somebody that has no beginning. And God creates your little peon on you. And you're going to think you're going to come up with something that you're going to outsmart the creator. So he said, which God ordained. Now notice what God did. Which God ordained before the world. Now, he ordained this wisdom before the world, that before Satan showed up, that before anybody showed up. Unto who? Unto who? Unto our glory. Whew, this is so rich. Holy Spirit, you're going to help me to get this out. We struggle with life, in life, because we try to live life without life. Did y'all hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
But this is what God want to get across, get in our spirits, that this secret, this mystery is now revealed to the children, his family. And once we understand this, now I'm going to read the next verse. Once we understand this, then we'll know that our adversary, who always trying to create some kind of catastrophe or rigmarole, always trying to stir up something, we'll realize that he's just no match. That's why he's scheming, he's clever. He cunning, he crafty, he deceptive. He has no authority to do it. That's why he has to be cunning, deceptive, to con you, deceive you. But God said, here, I'm bringing a wisdom to you. Notice how it started out of God. For of him, God had made Jesus what? Wisdom. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? I know he is the right hand of the Father, but where is Jesus? He's inside of you. So that means that wisdom is where? It's right there. All right, so let's read this verse again. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, secret. Even the hidden wisdom, notice it's hidden. Everybody don't know this. Which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Give me the next verse. Which none of the princes, see there? Which none of who? The princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Whoo! They never would have done this. Now that he made that mistake, now he's trying to keep you out of it by cunning you. Satan, give me 1 Peter, and let me see, 2 Peter 8, 2 Peter 5, 8. 2 Peter, I believe I'm right. I think I'm right. If it ain't 2, no, it ain't 2 Peter. Give me 1 Peter 5, 8. That 2 Peter, I want 1 Peter. Let me look. Yeah, there we go. 1 Peter 5:8. Back up to verse 7.